Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. Appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Derricott.
There's no way you said that correctly.
D-A-R-R-A-C-O-T-T.
Yeah, no way.
Derocket?
It's going to...
Derocket.
You know somebody's going to say...
It's Derocket.
Derocket or something.
Well, that's what
you
we're going.
Idiot. How do you not know how to say that? How do you Mississippi not know how to say that?
How do you live in Mississippi and not know how to say the name of this unincorporated community in Monroe County? How do you not know that? Ah, well. Derricott, Derocket, whatever you are, we love you out there.
Lee Battelle can keep us updated on that.
Normally we talk about Strange Brew, but we're going to talk a little bit about Churn and Spoon today.
Have you been up there? Should I go by before I leave?
Yes, you absolutely should do that.
I think I should.
We talked on this show so much about the Oreo Cheesecake Blast at Sonic. Delicious. That our good friends at Churn and Spoon, they heard our cries. And this weekend, they unveiled their Oreo Cheesecake Ice Cream. I got a free...
Which I think should be called the Thunder and Lightning...
It should be called that.
It should be called that.
It should be called the Thunder and Lightning Ice Cream.
Because... The Oreo cheesecake
and
ice cream, thunder, lightning, boom.
It's like the mega powers.
But there are no jealous eyes here.
I would if you had some of that ice cream right now, would have jealous eyes.
That's true.
I can't even look at you. It makes me sick to my stomach.
I might have to go in there.
Go get some. Yeah. So, go check out the newest flavor at... when I was up there, he's like, yeah, he's been on me about trying the cookie butter. They have a cookie butter.
Oh, I've had that.
I had not.
Yep.
It's really good.
I mean, if you get anything up there, it's good.
I've never
had something bad there. You
know, I don't do illicit drugs. I do, you know, but apparently I'm going to have to start doing ice cream. You know, so my diet is just over.
You just start snorting ice cream.
Yeah. I'm just going to.
Don't put it in a syringe.
I'm going to inject ice cream.
Yeah. It's just going to be like that. Like it, a little bit's going to just like come out like sludge.
Yeah.
Into your veins. Like, yeah. Maybe that wasn't a good idea.
It's like the behind the music for Motley Crue when they talk about they started shooting Jack Daniels in syringes, and Tommy Lee's like, "What are we doing? We can just drink it." Like, it's the same thing. I can just eat it.
Yeah. What exactly are we doing here? There's no satisfaction out of this.
Yeah. So. Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Go check out the new Thunder and Lightning Oreo Cheesecake flavor. Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. No matter what role you play in your business, you can play a role in bringing Pip Printing and Signs on board with you guys and getting them to help your business. The change that you can create by a relationship with Pip Printing and Signs is huge, right? You're talking about changing the perception of your business. The way people walk in the door, what they see now versus what they'll see with Pip Printing and Signs, there's a huge difference there. And, you know, 30-plus years of experience here in the state of Mississippi tells you that businesses have been dealing with Pip Printing and Signs, and they continue to keep those relationships. So you need to give Cam Baker a call today. Tell him what your business is, and he will create a vision for you and your business that will be very, very beneficial to you in the future. 601-499-5216 is his number. Give him a call. Tell him you heard about it on Thunder and Lightning. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Robbie is wearing a very, very crisp new Mississippi State polo that I have not seen before, but it's a lighter maroon with the stripes. It's got the state script on there. Mm-hmm. Looks great. You look great.
Thank you.
That is a fantastic looking polo.
Just about everybody looks good in a state script.
Yeah. And so, That being said, I've been mentioning it. They have a tremendous selection of State Script polos at College Corner. So check them out. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flow by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant. I drove past Restaurant Tyler today on my way to Davis Wade, and we're going to talk about the scrimmage recap. And there were already, I mean, we're not even in football season, but there was already a line of people trying to get in for Sunday brunch. And this was like at just about 11:20 or so. And I was like, man, this place, come football season, it's going to be tough.
I had three people ask if I was going to Restaurant Tyler today for lunch.
Everybody
but
knows?
I went twice this last week, and I knew it was going to be packed. Cool. So I was like, I'm going to try something different today just because I knew it was going to be packed. I'll let somebody else have my seat.
There you go.
But you cannot go wrong, especially on a Sunday after church, brunch, lunch. I mean, it's the best. It is the absolute best.
What else can I say at that point? When you want the best Sunday brunch in town, you know where to get it. It's at Restaurant Tyler. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi here to serve you. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and let them show you not only where you can do your banking, but how you should do your banking. Show you how they're going to help you manage your money, help you invest, help you prepare for the future. That's what Priority One Bank is all about. They're not just, you think, okay, it's a little small town bank. Yeah, well, from a service perspective, you're right. You're going to get that first name neighborly service. But this is a bank that can do everything that a big corporate bank can do, except for, put you on hold for 45 minutes. I don't think they can do that. So if you need to find out more, the website is PriorityOneBank.com. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. I haven't done a hangry podcast in a while, which is not good for us. Because
Brian hasn't had lunch.
I haven't had lunch yet. It's like 2 o'clock.
It's 2 o'clock. I mean,
on a Sunday.
That's how hard he's been working.
So I go home in between the Lebby press conference, and you said we were going to go a little bit after 1.
Mm-hmm.
So I got home, it was like 12:25. And I needed to upload the video of Lebby to our SuperTalk OneDrive. And I did not know that was going to be a half-hour process, or almost an hour, I guess. It took forever. And you text me, and you're like, you ready? I'm like, I'm committed to I can't leave. I'm not going to, because if I drive out and go from Wi-Fi to LTE, it will stop.
You have
and I'd start over.
You have Max South?
Max South.
Yeah, you need some fiber.
I need C-Spire fiber. C-Spire, help me out here. You're a sponsor of the Sports Talk. Let's help me out here. So anyway, got that video uploaded. We'll listen to the audio a little later here in the show. Here's what I gathered from the information, though, that Lebby gave us, and from talking to some people afterwards, is that it was pretty straightforward, and nothing happened that would make you go, wow.
Well, what's the media supposed to ask? You don't have a single clue what happened,
right?
You have to ask these generic questions like who stood out, and he's not going to give that information out.
Correct.
This is the most closed I can remember. Like, this is the most out of the loop I feel like we've been.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, I mean, it's just not much information is getting out. The stuff that we see is just drills,
mm-hmm.
Which I still like to go just to see.
Get an idea of the starting lineup that way.
A little bit,
or somewhat, yeah.
And you can...
Although, have to stress. I can't stress this part enough, Robbie. And I feel like you need to stress it, too. The drills are not depth chart related.
Yeah, they're just in a random order.
Right. Just want to make that clear to everybody that's listening and not reading articles that it's not depth chart related.
Yes.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's certain things that we can see that, it looks like it's the first team going out there. But they've also done a lot of mixing and matching so far this year. And, I talked to some people the other day that were at practice that said they've liked to put different guys in different situations with mm-hmm. different groups.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think we will truly know what everything looks like on the full 22 until, Lebby said, game week, that's when he believes he'll have a two deep on both sides of the ball. And, mm-hmm. Usually the depth charts that we get are very iffy, I guess you can say, very fluid.
I almost asked that today. I almost was like, are your depth charts, real?
Yeah.
But I didn't do it.
The NFL, they put out a depth chart. They put out an injury report. That's where we're headed.
Great.
We will eventually have there's going to be an injury report that Jeff Lebby has to give to the media every single time he talks.
Uh-huh.
Update on players. Can't be lying about it. I mean, the money that's being invested in this game is trending that direction. You can't be – I mean, you got to be forefront because there's a lot of money that's about to be going in, even more so than usual. So I think that's where we're headed. And then I think we're going to head to a position where depth charts are going to be released and they're going to have to be accurate and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So there's not going to be much more hiding to be had. I don't know if that leads to more open practices or what, but, you know, it's just – I think Lebby is really, really good at saying a lot of things and saying a lot of words and not giving away too much. And that's kind of what I didn't want to happen after this scrimmage, but I totally get it too. It just appears that he wants to keep everything in-house. He wants to make sure that he's controlling the narrative, all that stuff. And, hey, that's his prerogative. This is his team. But I feel like we're not, like, even beyond, you know, him, I feel like we saw one pitcher from the scrimmage. Like, there's like,
that
no highlights
thing.
Coming out from practices.
Like, that was the weirdest thing about this to me. Like, Hail State Football tweets out a picture of Devon Booth.
Diving into the end zone.
But that's all they've tweeted. Yeah. Like, it wasn't a bunch of pictures, a bunch of different stuff. It's just one picture. And I've always been the guy, you know, I always say the same thing. It's like, either give me everything or give me nothing. Yeah. I don't like middle ground. And
well, this is almost nothing.
It's almost nothing, but it's like, they're just like, here, you know, here's a little after-dinner
meal. That's all you get.
You get a piece of gum. You know, I don't understand. So
you get the Chiclet. You don't even, it's the Chiclet that's like, it's
maybe the worst gum there
is. You chew into it and the flavor's gone.
Yeah, Fruit Stripe is that way too.
Yeah, it is. But at least with Fruit Stripe, it's like a full piece of gum. The Chiclet is like, you have to eat four Chiclets to have a full piece of gum.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like we're getting from like
one
creative
Chiclet
right now. Like,
yeah.
Well, let's get some more highlights.
And they hired all these new guys, and I was like, okay, they're going to really start putting out some content. And it's just, and I have to buy into the idea that that's Lebby.
I think that Lebby is so preoccupied with football, which he's supposed to be, he's not addressing that.
So then you think it is the video guys are just like, we're not going to do it?
I don't think they're – I don't.
I hope that's not the case. I hope I'm right. Oh.
But anyway, I like the funny videos and stuff after practice, but let's see some more big plays. Let's see some more things. I mean, you can create your own narrative.
Yeah.
You have full control over it. You can make it look like the defense is dominating. It's going back and forth.
I mean,
the offense
is
making
a Showtime video with like six long touchdowns.
When you come out with the Showtime mantra,
you
got
to
deliver.
Yeah.
Right now, we're not seeing a lot of that. Let's get a little excitement.
So I asked
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Yeah. I asked Lebby. I was like, "Are your scrimmages more situational, or is it like a real game?" And he said it's very much – they did some situation stuff, but it is very much a real game. They said they put together six or seven long drives. So I don't know if I can take from that there
the
were
defense.
Six, the defense gave up some yardage, and there were six or seven long drives. So I hope that that's the case. But you're right. There's not a lot to take away in terms of what Lebby gave us in terms of, you know, clearance. Clarity is the word I'm looking for on position battles. Things of that nature. So, I mean,
and it's the part of camp too. There are several guys that are banged up right now.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard of any severe injuries, anything that's going to keep guys out for long. But there are several people that are right now a little banged up, and that's what you're going through right now.
And Lebby, we asked Lebby, like, what is your injury policy? And I mean, it's not going to happen. It's just not. There's not going to be any.
Well, so, you know, we asked about Gabe Moore the other day. And he had no comment.
That's a different situation because that could be something personal.
It could be.
And if that's the case, so be it. But like,
but I'm saying that's the only thing we have right now.
Yeah, my guess is we're not going to, you know, Harry Parker out. We're not even going to get that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, shoot. I mean, Mullen told us that he didn't have he had a strict injury policy too, but he came and went.
He just changed his mind as he wanted.
Hey,
to.
if Jeff Lebby wins,
nobody cares.
None of the things that we're talking about.
Nobody
matter.
Cares.
And that's the reason that we're talking about it right now is because there's literally nothing else to talk
there
about.
Just isn't anything.
I mean, we can't. This has been the most, one of the more difficult off seasons for us in this business of creating content, providing information for people that either listen to the show or on my website. For me and Paul giving out information.
That on three website.
That's right. Yeah. This has been one of the more difficult. I mean, it's a brand new coach, so you don't really have anything to
go
on. You know
what we should have done? I wonder how this would have worked. If we had just come on here and just made up stuff. And just been like, so we talked to a couple sources after practice, here's what they had to say, and we're just telling, you know, Shapen did this, and Booth did that, and Akari looked like he may have come up with an injury. Just made it all up. How quickly do we get a phone call?
Immediately.
Like, not only are you wrong, but you're lying. Like, I've been like, yes, but, you know. Well, if you're, are you issuing a correction?
That's but, you know, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
We might say something where, you know, we're complaining about something or we're talking about, and we'll get those phone calls then, but they won't answer the phone when we need
a real question.
Yes. So, when they need to correct us.
Next, I should have thought of that. Just been like, all right, so talking to some sources, they said Shapen looked pretty good today, completed about 20 out of 25 passes.
Tomorrow morning at 7:30, you would get a phone call.
Oh, I mean, I would get that up an hour after I put this podcast up, from whatever time.
Hey, where did you hear this?
I never did the podcast on right before Lamonis got hired, where I said that Cohen had bitten off more than he could chew, and woke up the next morning, missed call John Cohen. I was like, oh God, no.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian. I never said we were hiring a head coach.
It could have been the manager on the team that went the College World Series.
Yeah.
I love that.
Could have hired Everett. Drove the team to the College World Series.
I mean,
could have happened. I was hoping to have a little more solid discussion.
Yeah.
About what Jeff Lebby had to say following this scrimmage, but we don't. We just don't. So, well, I'll tell
they
you
played
what,
in some pretty good weather.
The weather this week has been crazy.
It's been excellent. It had a cold front move in a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And
summer, a cold front.
Like, it seriously did feel like early fall.
It did.
Like, I think fall camp kind of
worked
for the last 2 days.
Fall camp. This week.
For the last 2 days, we've been able to say it's fall camp.
Yeah, I agree with that. So, well, I'll tell you what, let's just get to what Lebby had to say. Let's move into that. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. So I made some beef back ribs yesterday.
Ooh,
delicious.
I want my baby back.
Well, these are beefy back.
Yes.
Beefy back ribs. Yes, I had those. They were really, really good. Barbecue sauce. And again, it just goes to show the versatility and what you can do with beef. There's so many great cuts. Even at the local grocery store, even at Kroger here in Starkville, there are literally 15, 16 different cuts of meat sitting out there that you can throw on the grill or cook however you want to. It's versatile. It's delicious. It's good for you. Everything good about it is happening with beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at Mississippi Beef Council. This Saturday is beefing up the Bulldogs.
Ooh.
We have been invited to be beefed up if you can make it.
Yeah.
I know you're saying it may be a problem.
I got the draft, my fantasy draft party, the annual fantasy draft party.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I'll get you
a steak and I'll eat it. All right. So I'm going to eat two ribs.
How brave. This is so brave of you.
And I'm stunning and brave.
That's true.
Yeah.
And handsome.
Thank you.
Don't forget.
I whenever I see John Sokoloff, he tells me how handsome I am.
Handsome young man.
That's right. I'm not young. I won't take young. Not young. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked southern soul food that you are looking for. Robbie, we need to go to Two Brothers this week.
I went
the
day that you told me you wouldn't eat lunch with me, I went by myself.
Hold on. Okay. Hold on. You make it sound like I was just like, no, F you, I don't want to have lunch with you.
Pretty much.
My daughter wanted to go to lunch.
Your daughter eats out with you all the time.
No, she doesn't. We haven't been out to lunch together in a couple weeks.
She eats at your house all the time.
That's true, but that's different. She wanted to go
to
lunch.
She's done that for 18, 19 years.
She wanted Thai.
Thai Sam or whatever?
No, and a man Thai.
Oh, okay.
That's where we go for Thai.
I had some Thai food in Nashville with Becky. We went to
it's good. I
went
like Thai
to
food.
That what was the place called?
The place that we went to?
Yeah, that we usually
Blood
go to.
Blood and Guts?
No, not that. The food court place.
Oh, Assembly Hall.
Assembly Hall.
Yeah.
They have a really good Thai place there.
That place is awesome.
Yep.
I love it.
You can get just about anything you want there.
Yeah, but you can't get Two Brothers Smoked Meats there.
That's true. I hate how we transition over to we're giving Thai food. Yeah. Two
we're
Brothers
another restaurant
spot.
In town. A
Look,
spot
we've
here.
Done we have done our fair share of Two
yeah,
Brothers.
They know us. Yeah, we take care of them. Anyway, I will make a trip to Two Brothers this week. I guess
I
without
myself.
Robbie. Well, I'm sorry that happened. It happens every now and then. I eat by myself
every
now
like
and then.
An absolute fool.
Wow, that's on you.
Which is no different from any other day.
Yes. Also, the older brother, Fancy Sandwiches. Place you, if you haven't been to yet, you need to check it out. It's going to be a place that's going to be full every weekend this football season. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother, two of my favorite places here in Starkville. Two of my favorite places to go with Robbie here yes. in Starkville. Great products and great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 49 years. 49 years taking care of their customers with service after the sale. Anybody can sell you that copier. You can go get a copier at, you know, any Joe's copy shop, I guess. But why? But what happens when the copier has a problem? And Joe's like, well, need to call that 1-800 number on the copier there. And then you call them, and I'm not going to do that impression because it might be a little, it might be misconstrued. But you see what I'm getting at? You're going to be on the phone for a long time. With somebody
your call who, is important to us.
Yeah, it's not actually. It is not actually. It's at Advantage Business Systems, it is important to you. That's because they answer the phone when you call. And it's somebody. It's the same guy who sold you the copier. And you're just, you know, you can reminisce and talk about some of the things you've done. And then you get your copier fixed. And they do it quickly. Can't ask for much more than that. 601-362-9192. Or you can visit them online. ABSMS.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems helps your business do business. Before you head to the games this fall, you need to head to Maroon & Co. and check out their incredible new selection of Mississippi State gear. I'm telling you right now, they have got a lineup that will make you smile because they've got everything maroon and white in there, all the logos that you want, and we're going to save you a little money. You just use the promo code. Thunder15 is the promo code. 15% off regular price items. Some exclusions do apply. Check it out if you haven't already. It's Maroon. Before you go to the games this fall, you need to go to Maroon & Co. All right.
Man, I just found out that Steve from Blue's Clues
yeah.
didn't actually do the drawings. Somebody else.
That's disturbing.
What a lie.
Everything is just a lie.
I remember when he left, like people, like rumors were going around that he had become like a drug addict.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. No, I thought that was true, though.
You know, like went like emo
or something. He was on an
episode
of Law & Order, you know.
Was he?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think he was like the victim.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So, thankfully, there were plenty of regular clues for Stabler and Olivia to find.
Yeah, they didn't have to do, draw a square
yeah.
on a piece of paper.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go to the audio. You can if you guys have listened to this whole podcast, you're like, damn it, Hey Dad, damn it, Falk. You guys have given us nothing today. I tell you what, you listen to what I'm about to play for you, and you tell me what
you
would have
done. You can come away with that.
You came away with something that
I
didn't, you text me and tell me what it is, and I'll be happy to talk about it on tomorrow's show.
Well, actually.
Yeah. Here's Jeff Levy following today's scrimmage at Davis Wade Stadium.
Well, Coach, just maybe take us through your general observations from today.
Yeah, I think probably the thing that I like the most about today is I felt both groups did a better job of just playing the next play. When things maybe weren't going good, finding a way to settle back in and just play the next play because that's the only play that matters. So I was proud of our guys for that because there was great back and forth. There were some really great moments defensively. There were some great moments offensively. But I felt like our leadership showed up when things weren't perfect on their side of the ball. And we were able to get things back on track, in both phases, which was good.
Along those lines, anybody, I know you got to watch the film to kind of dissect it more, but anybody in particular kind of catch your attention on either side?
No, I mean, I will. I'll have to go back and watch the tape. The big plays and the explosive plays are ones that obviously stand out to you. Some missed opportunities at times. and then had some, you know, opportunities defensively to get off the field too at times. So, you know, that's what you want. That's what you like is we've got to learn lessons today, you know, not when we get into the season. That's what today was for.
When we talked to you on Wednesday, you talked about wanting to clean things up pre-snap. Did you feel like the scrimmage from that standpoint was pretty clean?
Yeah, at times. We've still got a ways to go. We do. We've got to do a great job of being disciplined and making sure that non-playing penalties have no part in our game. And so until that part is perfect, because to me that is a choice, and just playing with great focus and understanding of how we need to play and how we got to operate. But until that piece is truly perfect, then, you know, it won't be good enough.
You briefly touched on it a little earlier, but defensively, is anyone starting to kind of separate themselves at a position that, you know, where there's any battle for a starting job that you can kind of share? I know obviously things can change a few weeks from now, but anyone really emerging in any position that you can share?
Yeah, again, I think as you look at it, and we've been rolling so many guys to get so many reps because we are trying like heck to create great depth. So there are guys that are practicing better than the others. Those guys got to practice better. Just like the best players on our football team, they got to practice better every single day. You know, that's the expectation. That's what we need our entire football team to understand. So I won't point anybody out. You know, the message will continue to be, man, we've got to be able to go play with 22 guys on each side of the ball, that, not to go play with, but to go win with. And that's where we got to get.
Coach, how close are you to maybe settling the 2 deep? And are there any, you know, specific position battles that are maybe kind of hotly contested and up for grabs right now?
Yeah, we really won't set the 2 deep until we get game week. Just again, because there's a ton of opportunity between now and then. We've got a lot of guys on campus. They got here in June. Most of our football team was here in the spring, but there's guys that got here in June that need those reps, that need work. We've got to know exactly what we have so that we're putting the right guys on the bus every single trip, whether that's at home or going on the road, making sure from a team standpoint we got the right guys that are going to be able to go execute and play clean. So all those things matter.
We've talked with a couple guys on the offensive line this week, and they keep saying that, you know, about how everyone, the transfers and the guys who were here before, they felt like they've known each other all along. And how do you feel like they performed today, and how do you feel like that group is sort of just, you know, coming along and meshing with people with one another this fall?
Yeah, I think the group is really taking great strides since we ended spring ball, and maybe the group that's made the most improvement between the end of spring and fall camp, and then it's continued to get better. So appreciate, man, their spirit and their work ethic, their toughness, and their camaraderie. You know, they're a tight group for a bunch of guys that haven't known each other for a long time, and you never know it. Cody's done an incredible job with that room and that group creating that, and that's been huge for us.
How's the punting competition coming? What have you seen from those guys?
Yeah, it's wide open still. We've got a chance to have a couple of different guys, pending on situational, you know, what we're trying to get done. Are we trying to go pin a ball inside the 10? You know, are we backed up punting the ball out of our own end? So it's got a chance to be, you know, a couple of different guys. And really the kicking and the punting competition is wide open and been a great race. And we won't settle on that until week up.
Brandon Jennings is a guy that got off to a pretty solid start at Maryland with his college career, and yeah, then and had a couple, went to a couple different schools, and then ended up in JUCO last year. Just from our observations, he looked like he's changed his body since last year. Looks a lot slimmer, a lot more burst. What have you seen from him?
Yeah, he's a guy that's gotten better every single day. He's settling in. He's got some understanding of the expectation. He's got some understanding of the defense and how he needs to play as he's playing inside our scheme. I'm excited about Brandon. That dude loves football. He's got great physicality, and he's a big, physical, athletic guy. So hoping that he can continue to trend the direction he's trending right now, get better every single day, because that's one that's got a chance to help us.
We talk all the time about these players and then their chemistry and their cohesion. What about you with your quarterback? Do you feel like you have that chemistry that you need to have with Blake Shapen thus far?
Yeah, absolutely. No, there's no guesswork in that. That is a definite.
Coach, you talk about reps and how important they are. How about a guy like Isaac Smith who missed a little bit of time last year with an injury? How much important was it? Bouncing from spring to now, getting those reps you're talking about.
No, it's huge for Isaac and for every single one of our guys. You know, understanding how we're going to play defense, understanding the scheme, understanding the expectation, and knowing that, hey, man, just do your job every single snap. And it is truly as simple as that. Where do I fit inside the scheme? Go do my job, protect the stress, and Isaac's continued to get better and better in that role.
What has Albert Reese brought to the table, and what have you thought of him so far?
Yeah, I mean, consistency, steady, tough, attitude, energy, effort. I mean, just name an intangible, and he's got it. That's the kind of guy that you want to go coach every single day. He's got great position flexibility. And a guy that I do, man. I love to coach, and he's done a great job for us so far.
Coach, a lot of the players are talking about they've kind of gotten used to the tempo and things of that nature. How would you kind of assess where they are in that, you know, conditioning, tempo, kind of all together? Kind of what do you expect from them, and how close are they to hitting that bar?
Yeah, offensively, we got a long way to go. We got to get a heck of a lot better. You know, understanding how to play with firm feet, understanding the cleanliness of how we have to play. Just because you play fast doesn't mean it's sloppy. The detail and the execution is where it ends at the end of the day. We have to play with great details. We have to execute. And then tempo you can use as an edge. But you can't use tempo as an edge if you can't execute and play with details. So, again, we've got a ways to go. I got a ton of confidence that we're going to be able to get there. You know, but again, it's not just about the first 11. You know, the next 11 are just as important playing in the league we play in.
Are your scrimmages game-like in nature, or are you more situational?
They're game-like, and then the situations that we need, we'll get. So you're getting a little bit of both. But, you know, today there was, with the ones, we've got 6 to 7 open field drives. And then we've got, you know, different situational things, whether it be coming out 2 minutes, short yardage, goal line, finding a way to get some of the situational ball that you got to get.
The guys you added on the defensive line, Pac and KBJ, how are they coming along?
Yeah, they're doing a good job. And again, we've got guys that are practicing the right way. We need more constantly, and that's the expectation. You know, our guys up front in the defensive line, we've got to be able to roll guys and play multiple guys. The last thing you want is to get off the field and the guys play 55, 60 snaps in a ball game. That does not bode well for success, again, especially in our league. So we got to have guys be able to play and everybody being at the same level while we're out there.
You talked about Isaac Smith a little earlier ago. What do you kind of anticipate his role being in this defense? What are your expectations for him, and how important is he going to be for this defense this year?
Yeah, he's going to be a huge part of it. Again, that's a guy that obviously he's a safety for us and going to be able to move around and do some different things, but a guy that has got some leadership skills, a guy that plays the game the way you want it to be played, and he will. He'll be a big part of it.
Anything else?
Have not gotten, unless I just missed it, I haven't checked my email because I was uploading a video that took an hour. No, we have not gotten this week's schedule yet. This has got to be the last week, right? They certainly won't give us access the next week, will they?
The
week before, like, the game week? I bet they lock us out of that. We might get to talk to the coaches, but
I mean, what are we going to take away?
I mean, I get it, but I'm just saying, like, you're not even going to get that 20 minutes.
Probably not. So this might be it.
So yeah, we'll probably. My guess is we'll talk to Lebby again.
Which is fine.
I
don't want any distractions.
I don't want to. I hope Lebby does not talk to us on Sunday the 18th at the same time he did today. I don't want that.
Yes, correct.
Because
you and I have an important.
Well, no. I mean, we could make that.
We don't want to, though.
But I can't leave when Chelsea and Manchester City kick off the Premier League season for me. I can't have that. I want to watch that game.
When is that game?
10:30 a.m. on Sunday.
Oh, goodness.
So.
You have somewhere to be later that afternoon.
It's only a 3-hour drive. That's easy. I'll leave at 2 and be there on time.
We have the.
We're going
to
record.
We have to get to the Western Sizzling.
Yeah. Also, we're going to record on Saturday, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, So whatever Lebby tells us, if they tell us on Sunday, we're not going to have it on there anyway. So,
or we could record on Friday if nothing's happening.
Oh, now you're really tugging at my heartstrings, because the idea of having the whole weekend off is
that'd be so. Nice. Would be nice.
We'll do that. We'll see. We'll talk about it. All right, this week, nice. I'm not doing an opponent preview for Toledo.
Why not?
You want me to get Toledo? I'm not going to do one for Eastern Kentucky. I'll just go ahead and tell you. Week one, I'm not doing that.
Should we just punt on the last two?
Well, no, I want to get Arizona State.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Toledo's after Arizona State.
Should I get Toledo? You tell me. It's going to be hard to find somebody who covers them.
What are you going to glean from
them? Well, who covers Toledo?
Somebody does. Didn't you do something last year on...
I did Bowling Green last year.
Bowling Green, yeah, that's right.
Or no, it was Western Michigan last year.
It was Western Michigan.
I got that guy.
That guy was like, what?
I got Western Michigan guy. I forget his name. Matthew something. And literally everybody else on the beat was like, hey, can I get his number?
They were excited about that.
He was the only one. I'll probably get Arizona State. Toledo, I'll see. Maybe Steph could tell me somebody. Because he's in Ohio now. So we'll do that. Vanderbilt is our opponent, or is our SEC preview, so that's going to be boring. We'll try to get a couple of college football interviews this week. Also,
talk
on Friday,
Bobby Weinstein.
Oh yeah, our Friday show. Well, no, it's not. I don't need. He's not an opponent. I don't need an interview. It's just us talking about Vanderbilt. Okay. Also, on Friday, don't forget is the All 22 rankings. Our annual All 22 rankings.
Better start on that now. We always
understand. No.
You screwed it up before too.
No.
You screwed up before too.
You understand the concept this year.
The most important.
No. You're going to take your projected starting 22
And rank them.
Number one is, who do I have the most trust in this lineup?
Okay.
Number 22 is, this is the person I have the least trust in. That's how
this
we rank.
This is year four.
For you.
And I'm still having to be explained.
Yes, I'm still having to explain it to you. Joel got it just like that.
Well, in fairness, most of the time I'm not listening.
I get that. So we'll do that this week. Also, I'm going to send out the questions I need to ask you. You're going to do my media poll this year?
Of course.
All right. That's right. I don't like to assume.
Well, so you're expecting me to do it.
I expect you, but if you said no, I would just be like, well, he said no.
It would be kind of ridiculous if a member of the show didn't.
We would do a show about the poll,
yeah.
And you would be like, yeah, I don't care.
I just decided not to do it this year, you know, just personal reasons.
Yeah. So we'll do that.
I'm opting out like Arch Manning.
Just opted out.
I'm gonna need an NIL deal to sweeten the pot a little bit.
I'll buy your lunch at Two Brothers.
Okay. All right. Hey, I decided not to do it.
I'll buy your lunch at Two Brothers.
Okay, I'll do it if you do that.
All right. Then. So that's. I don't know if we'll have that. I'm gonna send out the questions, but we'll try to get it all done by the end of the week. So a lot going on here on Thunder and Lightning as we get closer and closer to kickoff. Guys, have a great Monday. Back with you on Tuesday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Time to play the game! It's all about the game, and how you play it. All about control, and if you can take it. All about your debt, and if you can pay it. It's all about pay, and who's gonna make it.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.